Here is a fact that should stop you cold. A longitudinal study of nearly 400 families found that children from divorced households showed more behavioral problems, lower academic achievement, and weaker social adjustment, not primarily because of genetics, but because of the environmental experiences surrounding the divorce itself. That distinction matters enormously. The American Psychological Association has summarized research confirming that ongoing parental conflict is one of the most damaging forces a child can experience. Not the divorce, the conflict, which means the way you conduct your divorce is, quite literally, a health decision for everyone in your family. Now, here is where most people fall into the trap, Barbara. The conventional legal system is built around adversarial logic. One side wins, one side loses. That framing feels intuitive when you are hurt and angry. But the moment you adopt it, something dangerous happens inside your own brain. Psychologists call it zero-sum bias, the cognitive distortion that frames every negotiation as a fixed pie, where your gain is automatically the other person's loss. It shuts down creative problem-solving. It narrows your focus to short-term victories. And it hands enormous power to a system designed to bill by the hour. Think of it this way. You would not use a hammer to perform surgery. The courtroom is a hammer. Most divorce decisions are surgical problems, requiring precision, not force. The second mechanism compounding this is what we can call advocacy bias. Your attorney is ethically obligated to represent your interests, and only your interests. That is their job. But it creates a structural problem. Two advocates, each optimizing for their client's position, will often escalate conflict rather than resolve it. Each letter, each motion, each deposition adds cost and emotional weight. The APA's research is direct on this. Divorce negotiations become less productive when spouses treat the process as a battle to win rather than a set of practical problems to solve. Mediation, where a neutral professional helps both parties negotiate finances, property, and parenting, is documented to improve emotional satisfaction, preserve the co-parenting relationship, and better serve children's needs. Child-informed mediation has even been evaluated in a randomized controlled trial, meaning this is not soft advice. It is a structured, evidence-backed intervention. The key idea is that choosing mediation over litigation is not a concession, it is a strategic upgrade. So how do you actually restructure your thinking? The framework is called the three rooms. Room one is the legal room, rights, assets, formal agreements. Room two is the parenting room, schedules, transitions, communication protocols, decision-making responsibilities. A detailed parenting plan, the APA notes, reduces recurring disputes by specifying these elements in advance. Room three is the emotional room, grief, anger, identity. The critical rule is this: never bring the wrong problem into the wrong room. Emotional pain processed in the legal room becomes expensive. Legal disputes dragged into the parenting room damage children. Research confirms that children can actually experience more problems in a high-conflict, intact marriage than after a separation that reduces conflict. That means a well-designed separation, Barbara, can be genuinely better for your kids than a miserable status quo. And remember, children generally adjust well within approximately 2 years after divorce, when conflict is kept low and parent-child relationships stay strong. You control both of those variables more than you think. The most powerful defensive move you can make right now is what we call the 48-hour constraint. Never respond to any legal communication, any heated message, any financial demand within 48 hours. Your brain, under acute stress, is running on a threat response system that prioritizes speed over accuracy. Decisions made in that state tend to escalate conflict and cost you later. The 48-hour constraint is not passivity. It is a deliberate circuit breaker that protects your decision-making capacity. This is where the transition designer mindset begins, Barbara, not in a courtroom, but in the pause before you react. The takeaway from this lecture is precise. Zero-sum bias is the engine of the litigation trap, and the moment you recognize it operating in your own thinking, you can choose a different architecture entirely. One built around outcomes, not victories. That shift is the foundation everything else in this course is built on.